All right, everybody, welcome to the Unscripted Jeopardy Tournament. It is second chance night. Well, for three of the four people playing. We are still in round one. 10 people have advanced so far. We're going to find out who number 11 here is very shortly. I am your host, Doug Hummer. I got my trusty sidekick, Eric, here with me.
Hi.
Pretty sure he's here. All right. Tonight's contestant, and this is going to be one huge acid trip tonight, folks. Tonight's contestants, we have regular host of the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, as well as the top-tier podcast here on the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network, my brother Daniel.
Yo, what's up?
All right. We also have my sister Mindy.
Hello, everybody.
All right. We have competing for the first time here because we were finally able to get him booked. It took a lot of contract demands. We have Lenny here with us.
Woohoo!
Good morning.
And then we have returning to us the MVP of the first episode of the Unscripted Jeopardy Tournament. Kevin Swift is here.
Bye.
Yeah!
Bye, bye, bye.
Okay, guys. Here's how.
I promise, guys, I'm not drunk.
Well, at least somebody's sober on this fucking thing. So, what am I doing?
Flipping the coin.
Oh, thank you. All right.
You're doing the
so
questions.
So here's how this works. There's two rounds, two regular rounds of Jeopardy, and then a final Jeopardy round. Whoever's got the most points at the end of this thing moves on to round two. Everybody else, you know, they won't ever have to hear from me again. So, round one, five categories. Round two, five categories. Five questions in each category. And round one, the questions, the points range from 100 to 500 points. Your categories in round one are football movies, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Campbell's Soup, Julia Roberts, and Seventh Heaven. Those
finally stuff I actually know about. You guys are screwed.
Yeah, I'm fucked.
Yeah. that's just round one. All right, now here's how it's gonna we're gonna decide who goes first. I have a coin here. We're gonna do a coin flip. It's gonna be Daniel and Mindy are first gonna participate. Daniel, call it in the air, heads or the tails.
Tails over tails.
It is tails. All right, now between Kevin and Lenny, call it in the air, heads or tails.
Heads.
It is tails. All right, Kevin, call it in the air between you and Daniel, heads and tails, or heads or tails.
Heads.
All right, tails, Daniel goes first. All right, here's basically how the order is going to go. I'm going to ask the first question after Daniel picks the category. If Daniel gets it wrong, only Daniel can answer. If he gets it wrong, it moves on to Kevin. If Kevin can't give me the correct answer, it's going to move on to Mindy. If Mindy cannot give me the correct answer, it moves on to Lenny. All right?
Yeah.
All right,
let's start the acid trip. Daniel, where are we going?
Stone Cold Steve Austin, 400.
For 400?
Hell yeah.
Already?
Big ball.
All right, buddy. How many times did Stone Cold Steve Austin win the WWF title?
Let's go four.
Incorrect. Kevin?
Five.
Incorrect. Min?
Wasn't it six?
Yeah.
Oh, this thing's rigged.
What I thought. Sorry, Daniel. Stone Cold's one of the very few wrestlers that I love.
Oh, and by the way, I should point this out. New rule here for second chance. If you wipe the category clean. In round one, you get 500 extra bonus points.
Ooh. That's sweet.
Not happening.
All right, how is this going here?
Right,
2, 4, 6, 8?
Huh?
Is it doing 2, 4, 6, 8?
No, in round one, Mindy, we're 1 through 5.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Let's do 7th Heaven for 300.
Sure. All right. 300 points in 7th Heaven. What is the name of the woman that Matt married?
Oh, my freaking God. I can't remember. Oh, I know she was Jewish. She was a Jew. Nadia? Was it Nadia? Was her name Nadia?
It was not. Lenny?
I have not a clue.
All right, Daniel?
I have no fucking clue. Let's go, Jill.
Incorrect. Kevin?
I don't know. Marge.
I know.
Correct. Her name was Sarah Glass.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I knew she had a Jewish last name.
Glass? Okay.
I got glass in my window, though.
All right.
My
window's
that
go ahead.
Seventh Heaven for 200.
Okay. What was the name of the police officer Eric always went to for help?
Detective Morris?
Incorrect. Lenny?
Still not a clue.
Hey, Daniel?
Is it Chief Michael? I don't know his first name.
It is not Chief Michaels.
Okay.
So you got the Michaels part right, but not the rank. Kevin?
Oh, what the fuck?
Come on, Kev, you got this.
Frankenstein.
Incorrect. It was Sergeant Michaels.
I was gonna say detective. Good thing I bailed.
All right.
That's what I was gonna tell you to say, so.
Mindy?
I don't know. Stone Cold for 100.
What?
Stone Cold for 100.
Okay.
Who?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
All right. What was Stone Cold's birth name?
Steven?
Steven what?
I don't know his last name. Are you serious? Fine, Pat.
Incorrect. Lenny?
Well, I already said pass.
Oh.
I don't
and
know.
And that was incorrect.
Wrestling.
Okay. Daniel?
Steven Williams.
Incorrect. That was not his birth name.
Bullshit!
Kevin?
Stop. Oh. Somebody's getting angry back there.
I'm getting salty.
All right. Kevin?
Stone?
No, it was Steve Anderson.
Whoa.
All right.
Whoa.
I'll take
this for
break.
Let's do All right. football movies for 100.
Yeah. For how much?
100.
You know that's what we just did, right?
I said football movies.
Oh. All right, football movies for 100. In the movie Little Giants, what is Becky O'Shea's nickname?
Isn't it the Crusher?
Incorrect. Lenny?
Darn it. Yo, one of you better get one of these answers right. Come on.
I ain't getting none of them because I don't watch movies.
I haven't seen the
I don't watch TV.
Since I was 9.
All right. Daniel?
The Beast.
Incorrect. Kevin?
Dude, I'm going to have to go with Frankenstein again.
Incorrect. It was Icebox.
Icebox. Oh. What's the kid called the Crusher in that movie?
Huh?
I was getting ready to say ball sack.
Wasn't there a kid called the Crusher in that movie?
All right. Mindy, your turn to pick another one.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Good luck.
Let's do Seventh Heaven for 400.
Back to the Hallmark Channel.
Actually, it was on ABC Family. Thank you.
All right. Hey, don't get upset, Min. All right, for 400 points, for 400 points, Mindy, what country was Ruthie in at the start of season 11 as part of a school program?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. London?
Incorrect. Lenny?
Antarctica.
Incorrect. Daniel?
Don't ask me how I know this. I'm going to go Scotland, Lassie.
You got it. 400 points for Daniel.
I was
going to
say Daniel's right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Give me Stone Cold for we got Stone Cold 200 yet?
We still have 200, 300, and 500.
All right. Let's do two.
Okay.
Let's start off small.
All right. Who did Austin team with to form the Hollywood Blondes in WCW?
That would be Mr. Brian Pillman.
That's correct for 200 points.
Good job, Daniel.
Yeah, this is my category. Let's do 500.
Who did Austin defeat in his first WrestleMania match?
Oh, Jesus Christmas.
Well, how about your category?
I guess it's not my category. who did he in his first ever WrestleMania match?
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah.
The first one he was a part of.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you said it like three times, dude.
it's his first one, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go Shawn Michaels.
Yeah,
they'll
be right before the second one.
Incorrect. Kevin?
Dude, I don't know. Hulk Hogan.
Incorrect, Mindy.
The Undertaker.
It was not.
Darn.
This is probably a waste of time, but I got to do it anyway, Lenny.
I don't know, Sable.
You fool of a woman.
I'd like to have a match with Sable.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar will kill you. It was actually Savio Vega. Yeah.
How are we supposed to get that?
That's why it's a 500
point. I got
it. Is there anything else left in Steve Austin?
Eric, you're not playing.
300.
All right. What is the name of Austin's USA show?
Something with Steve Austin.
Wow. No shit.
Steve Austin. No, I don't know. Stunning? No. Fuck it. Never mind.
All right, Kevin.
Oh, dude, I don't know. I'm a Netflix guy.
All right.
What show was? What network was it? Because he had two different. He did the three
USA.
Different networks.
USA.
It was USA, not CMT or MTV. Okay.
Correct.
What was the one he did for USA?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
I'm asking myself. Let me think.
She means Google.
All right.
I can't use Google. I'm banned. I don't know. Let's just guess.
How the hell did you get banned from Google?
Steve Austin's big chicken. I don't know. All
right. What did you say, man?
Steve Austin's big trucking.
Incorrect. Lenny?
I know it's incorrect. It's the CMT one.
Yeah, I don't know. Bob wire. I don't give a shit.
It is straight up with Steve Austin.
Now, I'm telling you, this is rigged. You all know I don't watch TV.
Steve Austin technically isn't TV. He's a personality guy.
Yeah, but I asked for the name of the TV show. Quit correcting people.
And Austin is on TV.
Yeah. All right.
Daniel. It's on TV.
Yeah, I'll see it.
All right, Daniel. All
right. What else do we got?
I don't know.
All right, give me Julia Roberts for 500.
Is she your first?
Oh, you're going bad.
Someone's horny.
My God.
All right. Yep. Okay.
Is she a category?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was looking to make sure she was in the first round.
She is.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
she is.
All right. For how much?
500.
Oh, boy. Which 1990 film title starring Julia Roberts is based on a song by the same name?
It's something that a lot of people refer to me as. Pretty Woman.
Darn it! I was really hoping you weren't going to get it.
I'm an evil genius, Mindy. I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
No, Bob watched that movie 1,000 times.
Yeah, you have to explain to me, Daniel, how you know all this.
That'll be a long enough conversation that I don't know if we can fit on this show.
What is that? It's going to work on Monday. All right.
What else is left?
I still have...
I need another beer.
All right, so Steve Austin is Steve Austin.
I need
is
a
done.
Beer.
I still have football. A few questions left in football movies. Campbell Soup. A couple questions left in Julia Roberts, and I think there's still one or two questions left in Seventh Heaven.
Give me Campbell Soup for 100.
Fuck
it. Big fan.
No, we're screwed.
$100. This soup is served commonly with grilled cheese.
Tomato?
Daniel, yeah. You don't get this.
If I fuck that up.
All right, you still have control.
200.
Okay. Which cream of soup has a vegetable in it that most little kids hate?
Cream of broccoli?
Yep. 200 points.
Oh.
This was my moneymaker right here, dude.
I know. I'm so upset.
Fucking love Campbell's soup.
300.
Okay. Which soup is usually served to people that don't feel well?
Chicken noodle.
Yep. That is correct for 300 points.
I know, Kevin. I'm feeling it too. I bet.
Yeah, come on.
You gave the chubby kid the soup category.
You chose the soup category.
All right,
Doug. Got him.
All right. Which Campbell's Chunky Soup is also a famous dish that has the initials CPP?
CPP?
Yeah.
Child Protective. yeah, I don't know. I'm going to skip that one.
All right. Well, you won't get the bonus then. All right, Kevin?
Dude, Campbell's Protective Porn.
Incorrect, Mindy.
What are the initials?
CPP.
Chunky Pot Pie?
Fuck, you're so
close. Close, but no. Lenny?
Oh!
Damn it!
Pass.
Fuck!
Lenny just said pass.
Everybody's eating one.
Mindy was so close.
Yeah. All right.
I was
close. The answer is chicken pot pie.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Lenny could have had me up by a few points on that one.
Yeah. All right. Daniel?
Is there a 500?
Yep. All right. Which Campbell's Chunky Soup is also a kind of potato?
Like the can is also a potato? Or
no.
You need to explain yourself.
The kind of soup.
I know, Daniel. He's not describing it very well.
No, I'm just kidding. What, do they got a french fry soup?
No.
Potato wedge?
You only get one answer. All right, Kevin?
I'm going to go with fucking French onion soup.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Mindy?
Onions aren't potatoes?
Loaded baked potato.
Oh, she got one.
I'm back up the board, bitches.
You guys, I'm going home.
All right, let's go for Julia Roberts. Whatever hasn't been taken yet.
You want one, two, three, or four?
Let's do one.
All right, how many movies has Julia Roberts been in with George Clooney?
Clooney? That's not right. Do you mean Richard Gere?
George Clooney.
She wasn't in any movies with George Clooney. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It was Richard Gere who she starred in multiple movies with.
No, it's
Pretty Woman, Runaway Bride.
Well, that's a spoiler. I was going to say zero.
I need an answer, Mindy. Incorrect.
I said four.
I know, and I said incorrect.
I know it's incorrect. Because you're incorrect. Go ahead.
Lenny?
Two.
Incorrect. Daniel?
Let's go with five.
Incorrect. Kevin?
One.
Incorrect. It was actually three.
Oh, fuck this. You gotta be fucking kidding. Sorry for any children that are listening right now. But fuck.
It's okay. I forgive you.
All right. Mindy, you still have control.
We'll do the next one for Julia Roberts.
All right. In the movie Steel Magnolias, what medical condition does Roberts' character
have? Severe diabetes.
No, it's not incorrect. It's correct. I'm sorry.
I was going to say
that. She was waiting for that.
It was severe diabetes. I know this because your mother made me watch that film 25 times.
All right, well, probably 24 times too many, but still. All right, go ahead.
We'll do the next one.
How many times did People Magazine name Roberts the most beautiful woman in the world? Incorrect.
Oh.
Lenny?
Good luck, guys.
10.
Lenny, did you say 10?
Yes.
Incorrect. Daniel?
What did Mindy say?
She said 8.
Let's go 5.
Correct.
Son of a bitch.
Dude.
Sounds good to be
one. Got Google pulled up right now.
I don't even have my
notebook. I don't know how Dan knows so much about Julia Roberts.
We know he's not reading it from my notebook because he can't read my handwriting.
That's what I'm saying. I want to know how you know so much about Julia Roberts.
You just opened a whole new door, Doug. All
right.
Give me my girl Julie for what's left?
400.
400.
Okay. What character did Roberts play in the movie Hook?
The Queen of England.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Kevin?
Dude, I got nothing for any of these. I'm fried chicken today, boys.
Mindy?
That would be the role of Tinkerbell, Peter Pan's fairy.
Yep.
I had Tinkerbell on that.
Good job, Mindy.
Thank you.
Proud of you. I hope you win.
Let's do Seventh Heaven. Which ones do we have left?
We have the 100 question, 100 point question, or no, the 100 and the 500. What am I doing?
All right, let's do the 100 first.
All right, how many children did Eric and Annie Camden have?
74.
Not your turn.
Seven. They had a total of 7.
Yes, they did. That's correct for 100.
Well, it's in the name of the show.
No, at first, Daniel, they only had 5 children. The twins make 7.
Oh, that makes sense. Why is it called
5? For 7th heaven.
The
because
mom and the father
the
were the 6th and 7th.
The 5 kids plus the 2 parents.
So why didn't they rename it 9th when the kids were born?
I'm going to stab you in the throat with my pen.
You're not going to change the name of a show.
Yeah, Daniel's asking really good questions right now.
All right, 7th heaven for 500.
All right. For 500 points, what city did Eric and Annie send Mary to live in with her grandparents?
New York.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Lenny?
Oh, me already?
Yeah.
What was the question?
What city did Eric and Annie send Mary to live in with her grandparents?
Okay, now
oh,
what
I
was the answer?
I completely misheard the question. Never mind. It's okay. I take the loss.
I don't.
Yeah, what's the answer?
I can't give the answer.
Why not?
All right. No.
He just does
not have an answer. So, Daniel?
What was the question again?
Oh, for God's sake. What city did Eric and Annie send Mary to, what city did Eric and Annie send Mary to live in with her grandparents?
What state is it in?
I'm not going to tell you.
Washington.
Incorrect. Kevin?
Dude, I'm just now figuring out that Seventh Heaven is a TV show. So,
I'm right with you on that one, Kevin.
Pittsburgh.
Okay. It was Buffalo.
Oh, you did.
Oh, what the? Fucking shit, piss fuck.
Well, now I feel bad.
As you should.
I'm with Kevin. I didn't know Kevin Heaven existed until this moment.
No, I thought he said, where did Matt and his wife that he got married to go?
Who the fuck would send somebody to go live in Buffalo? What a bunch of pieces of shit.
Because she was a bad kid.
Okay, that makes sense. That's where they all go.
All right, Mindy, you have control of the board still. Or when? Or does she?
How the fuck is that?
Come on, Mandy.
let's do football movies.
All right. You want the 200?
Sure.
Sure.
All right, Mindy. Which football movie about a Texas high school football team is also a TV show?
Friday Night Lights.
That one stings.
All right, Mindy, you want the 300?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. What is the name of the team that Keanu Reeves played for in the movie The Replacements?
I haven't watched that movie. Oh, my God. Can I ask my fiance without using Google?
No.
We can't phone a friend.
No, you can't phone a friend.
Damn it. The Bears.
Incorrect. Lenny?
I don't know. Falcons.
Incorrect. Daniel?
The Browns?
Incorrect. Kevin?
Dude, obviously Frankenstein.
Incorrect. It was Washington Sentinels.
All right. What?
The Washington Sentinels. All right. The 400-point question. In the 2005 remake, it's still – Mindy gets first crack at this. In the 2005 remake of The Longest Yard, who played the warden?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Incorrect. Lenny?
Burt Reynolds.
Incorrect. Daniel.
Damn.
The warden?
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't Stone Cold, but I remember him in that, so.
Yeah.
I guess I'm, yeah. Could be Stone Cold.
Incorrect. Kevin?
Wait, what movie?
The 2005 remake of The Longest Yard.
Dude, I thought it was Billy Bob Thornton. There's no way.
I know, so did I. I could have swore it was Billy Bob Thornton.
Incorrect. It was James Cromwell.
Oh, that's why he looks like him.
Oh. All
right.
Wasn't Billy Bob in that movie at least?
Yeah. He was in both of them.
Yeah, he
I
was.
Think so.
He was some kind of prison person.
All right.
God.
So, the 500-point question, Mindy, you get first crack at this. Which former New York Giants linebacker made a cameo appearance in The Waterboy?
Oh, I know this. Oh, come on. Never mind. I thought I knew it, and it disappeared from my brain. Now I can think of the spot bark.
Incorrect. Lenny?
I don't know. I'm still stuck on Bob Barker.
Daniel?
Give me Drew Carey.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Kevin?
Well, all I remember is it was the scene where Adam Sandler was envisioning the shit in his head about that dude talking shit about his mama, and he fucked him up. That's the best I got.
It was Lawrence
you
Taylor.
You got the scene right.
I can't put a name to my own fucking face, dude.
All right. That is the end of round one.
Uh-oh.
And the scores in round one are Lenny and Swift are tied with zero.
Woo!
Good job, Swift.
Proud competitive.
Of
Mindy has 1,900 points and Daniel has 2,000.
So I'm in the lead.
Yes.
I'm coming for you, Daniel.
Okay. And round two, points value from 200 to 1,000 points. You wipe the board. You wipe the category clean. You get 1,000 bonus points. Your categories in round two are Hulk Hogan, the Justice League, Ryan Reynolds, Celebrity Deaths, and Pitch Perfect.
Give me Ryan Reynolds. Give me the Justice League for the most amount of points.
For 1,000?
Oh, you dick.
All right. What is the name of the actor that plays Aquaman in the current DC movies?
That would be Jason Momoa.
That is correct for 1,000 points.
I knew that one. All right,
let's go Justice League for 800.
Okay. What are the names of Superman's adopted parents?
Martha Kent and...
Let's go Frankenstein.
John and Martha.
Yeah.
Oh, Frankenstein.
John, Martha, and Frankenstein.
I'm just kidding.
That's not
really.
And Bob Barker.
Fuck. Bob Barker was there for the adoption.
And Julia Roberts is the godmother.
Julia Roberts.
Fuck.
All
right, Justice League for 600.
What is Martian Manhunter's real name?
John Johns.
Correct. For 600 points.
This is actually my category.
So everyone knows we're fucked as far as this category goes.
Okay.
When it was all actors on TV, I knew I didn't have a chance. All right.
Who was the original Hawk Girl?
Oh, that should have been 1,000. What are you doing?
Bob Barker.
You know what? Just to do it, give me Bob Barker.
Incorrect, so you're going to lose out on the bonus.
Okay, it was worth it.
All right, Kevin?
Spider-Man?
Incorrect. Mindy?
Bullshit.
Kate Panabaker.
Incorrect. Lenny?
What was the question?
Who was the original Hawk Girl?
Daniel Hummer.
Give him 1,000.
I can't.
Hey,
it was, Shira Sanders Hall.
I do go by Hawk Girl on weekends.
Well,
yeah, that's what
I know.
Is she even a real actress?
I've seen your profile. All right, Daniel.
All right, we got one left, right?
Yeah, 200.
Yeah, give me 200 Justice League.
Which co-founder of the Justice League was not part of the 2017 movie?
Martian Manhunter. And Green Lantern.
Well, Green Lantern wasn't what I was looking for.
Yeah, but they're both right.
Yeah.
Martian Manhunter helped
just
start
give it.
The
love.
I mean, if you want to talk me, it's fine.
Nah.
I should have done a little more research.
You're right. All right. Go ahead. Justice League is completely out.
Oh, no. Fuck. Give me
you built up enough of a lead.
Give me Bob Barker for 200.
What? Out of category.
There we go. There we go.
Can you think of one? That's
what I'm talking about.
Hulk Hogan. Give me Hulk Hogan for
200. Fucking dick.
Most anybody's willing to pay for Hulk Hogan.
What the hell am I doing? I had these things bookmarked and I'm still fucking...
What would
oh,
he even pick?
Hulk Hogan for 200.
Bob Barker, 200.
Will you shut up?
All right,
Daniel. How many times has Hogan won the WWF/WWE title? Incorrect.
Okay.
Swift?
10.
Incorrect. Mindy?
That would be a resounding 12 times.
That's how many titles he's won altogether, but that's not how many times he's won the WWF title. So, incorrect.
But you just said both companies together.
I said WWF/WWE. That's one company. I didn't say WCW.
Whatever, you're a dick. Just fast and on the line.
I know. All right, Lenny.
Oh, he is a dick, guys. Because he's getting me all these fucking technicalities.
Yeah, it's all rigged, Benny. I feel you, pain.
I've already should have won, Lenny. I won the last round.
All right, Lenny.
4.
Incorrect. It was 6.
I'd be scared if it was right.
All right. Well, Hulk Hogan for the next category or the next whatever.
All right, for 400 points, which former wrestler broke Hulk Hogan's leg during Hogan's first day of training?
Julia Roberts.
Incorrect. Swift.
What's it, Bob Barker?
Bruce Ban. Wait, I'm not up next.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, all right, Bruce Banner.
Incorrect. Mindy?
Was it Marilyn Monroe?
Incorrect. Lenny?
I don't know. I like the Marilyn Monroe one, though. That was cool, though. I don't know. I'll stick with
Lenny.
Julia Roberts.
Incorrect. Hiro Matsuda.
Oh, that was close.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Julia Roberts.
Yeah, pronounce
that.
Sound
the same line.
Even
if I
knew
that was
pretty close. All right,
since we're doing so good, let's keep with Hulk Hogan in the next points.
All right. For 600 points, who did Hogan form the Mega Powers with?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
That is correct for 600.
Fuck you. I was waiting for the Randy Savage answer.
That was the only one I knew.
For real.
All right. Who did Hogan lay down for at the 1999 Halloween Havoc?
Bob Barker.
Who did he lay down for?
Yeah.
So that he could pin him.
Incorrect. Kevin?
Oh, I got this one. My boy, Bob motherfucking Barker, dude.
Incorrect.
Damn.
Mindy?
I want to say it was Ric Flair, but I think I'm wrong.
And you are incorrect.
Okay.
All right. Lenny?
Oh, what was the question?
At this point, Lenny just guessed.
Who did Hogan lay down for at the 1999 Halloween Havoc?
I don't know. Triple H.
Incorrect. The answer is Sting.
All right.
Boo.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Since I'm on my phone, can you text your needy ass mother that I'm doing the podcast, please? to keep calling.
Sure. All right, what's the next? Is Eddie more Hulk Hogan, or do we clear?
The Thousand.
Give me a Thousand. Give me Hogan. Oh.
All right, what is the name of Hulk's daughter?
Brooke. That's the one I do know.
This should have been for 100. This is most.
Yeah, even I knew that one.
All right, Dan.
Can I donate the points to that one for Eddie?
I wish you could, but it is against the rules. All right, Dan. Justice League is out. Hogan's out. We still have Ryan Reynolds, Celebrity Death, and Pitch Perfect.
Give me Ryan Reynolds for $100 or $200, whatever you, the lowest.
Who's Ryan Reynolds?
Well, Ryan Reynolds.
You're better off not knowing.
All right.
Swift, that will kick your ass.
I've never heard of Mr. Reynolds.
Okay, Daniel, for 200 points, which two superheroes has Reynolds played in movies?
Green Lantern and Deadpool.
Correct for 200.
I just watched Deadpool.
You going to pick one or what?
Yeah.
The next one.
Which?
I'm trying to have some conversation, Kevin. Jesus.
Which show did Reynolds star on for 4 years?
Which TV show?
Yeah.
A television show.
Yes.
The show he was on.
Yes.
Okay. Not a movie.
Not a movie.
No, not a movie. All right. Half hour or an hour?
Half hour.
Okay, half hour.
Daniel, just answer. 20,
about 24 minutes. 24
minutes.
The commercial was about 24 minutes.
What was the question again?
Oh, for God's sake. Which TV show did Reynolds star on for 4 years?
Those dudes on TV?
This guy's been on TV for 4 years and I've never heard of him.
Let's go. Joe Exotic.
That's sad. That's
incorrect. Kevin?
General Hospital.
Incorrect. Mindy?
Mickey Mouse Club.
Incorrect. Lenny?
That, are you serious? He was on that show for 4 years.
Not Ryder.
Incorrect. It was two guys, a girl, and a pizza place. All right, Daniel.
What? Wait, whoa, whoa,
but
wait,
he was
what?
In Mickey Mouse Club for 4 years.
Yeah, but he was also on Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place for that long, too, and that's the answer I was looking for.
I've never heard of that.
But you just
said my life.
That. You
still
just
got
said
it right.
Show. You said Dame Michelle. You didn't say a specific show.
Yeah, you never said, like, anything specific. That's some bullshit.
Loophole,
whatever.
Name the opposite
Keep
of
going.
The one I'm, what you're thinking about.
Let's see if he was actually on.
I think she can get the point.
He was with Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake and Christina Aguilera.
He's beat your ass, buddy. All right,
judges.
Who is Mickey Mouse?
Judges.
Was he on Mickey Mouse Club for 4 years? If he was, she'll get the points.
I'm looking it up now.
If he wasn't, then she needs to shut the hell up.
Jesus.
Ryan Gosling was.
So aggressive.
Sweet
fucking Jesus.
All right, well, I got the one Ryan wrong, and Doug, you need to calm it the fuck down.
Yeah, it was Ryan.
Yeah.
All right.
He's
Thank
acting
you,
like
judges.
He's got a boil on his ball sack. All right.
Daniel?
Give me a boil on my ball sack for 300.
What?
The next one.
All right. For 600 points, what is the name of the movie, where Reynolds voiced a Pokemon?
Detective Pikachu.
Yep.
The hell's a Pikachu?
Fuck, right. Dude, you're killing me. I love this guy.
All right, Daniel.
What else is left?
Like a peekaboo.
Questions left on Ryan Reynolds.
Give me more Ryan Reynolds.
All right, which actor was Ryan Reynolds' partner on the Rest in Peace Police Department?
The character or the actor?
The actor.
Jeff Bridges.
Yep.
I don't remember the character.
What was the name of that show?
It was RIPD. It was a movie.
Yeah, it was like they're dead
detectives.
Yeah.
I might have to Google it.
Wow. What an interesting premise.
Oh, okay. Never
mind. All right. You want the 1,000?
Yeah, I'll take the next one.
Who played Reynolds' daughter in the movie Definitely Maybe?
Julia Roberts.
Incorrect. Kevin?
Okay, can I ask a question first? What was this movie about? Definitely Maybe.
I don't even remember.
It's definitely about maybe something. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Frankenstein.
Incorrect. Mindy?
It was definitely maybe, correct?
Yeah.
It was Abigail Breslin was his daughter.
Okay, you get 1,000 points.
Good job, Mindy.
Thank you.
All right. And she gets control of the board.
All right, pitch perfect.
All right, for 200.
Yep.
All right, for 200 points. In the first film, who were the two leaders of the Barden Bellas?
Do you want the actresses' names?
I need
the
character
names.
The film? Their character names.
You got me, because I really can't remember their character names. I know the names of the actresses.
Okay. Lenny?
Repeat the question, please. I thought you said Barton Bailey's. I don't know.
In the first Pitch Perfect, who were the two leaders of the Barden Bellas?
I don't know. I'm gonna go with my buddy Kevin there, and I'm gonna say Frankenstein and Bob Bartlett.
Hell fucking yeah!
Incorrect, Daniel.
I really don't know. All
right, Kevin.
That loud brown. Oh, fuck, I can't even get that out. The loud blonde British bitch that never shuts the fuck up.
No.
And
you're wrong, Swift.
Well,
all right.
And she's
it
not
was
British,
Aubrey
she's Australian.
And Chloe.
Aubrey and Chloe?
Yes. All right, Mindy, you still have control of the board.
Next one.
The members of which NFL team made an appearance in Pitch Perfect 2?
New England Patriots?
Incorrect. Lenny?
Damn it.
I didn't even know there's a Pitch Perfect 1. And you're asking yourself about Pitch Perfect 2? I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll fill it in.
What was that,
Lenny? I say the Eagles.
All right. Incorrect. Daniel.
It's a football team?
Yeah.
They play football.
The
Pigskin?
The Bills.
Incorrect. Kevin?
Miami Dolphins.
Incorrect. It was the Green Bay Packers.
All right, let's do the next one.
All right. Who played Fat Amy's father, Fergus, in Pitch Perfect 3?
Oh, come on.
There's three of them?
No one knows his name.
There's three of them?
Are you serious? It's the guy that played Mr. Magoo. No one knows his real name.
And one of the characters was Fat Amy. And her three.
He was also in the second Daddy's Home with Will Ferrell. He played Will Ferrell's dad. I know exactly who it is. I just don't know his name.
Okay. So, you're on the right track, but I need the name. So, Lenny?
I don't know. Doug Humphrey.
No, I was not in that movie. Daniel.
Tony Danza.
Incorrect. Swift?
Hulk Hogan.
Incorrect. It was John Lithgow.
Who the hell is that?
All right, Mindy, you still have control.
Next one.
All right. Who played the music producer that Becca interned for in Pitch Perfect 2?
Oh,
I don't know.
All right. Lenny?
I want to say I don't know.
Okay. Daniel?
Keeble, Mike, and Keith? Not Keeble, Keegan?
Yes.
Hot dog.
All right. You want to finish off the category?
Yeah, give me more pitch.
All right, for 1,000 points, who plays the two podcasters that comment and that commentate on all of the Bella's performances?
Doug and Daniel Hubbard.
Incorrect.
They should have booked us for
that. Yeah. Kevin?
I'm going to have to go with Kevin and Lenny on that one.
Incorrect. I don't think you guys were booked. Mindy?
Oh, we should
have.
Wasn't
it like John and Marie?
Incorrect. You were close, though. All right. Lenny?
I know. I'm always close to you.
Abbott and Costello.
Incorrect. It was John Michael Higgins and Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, you never said actors.
Did you know any of this stuff before you Googled it, before the show?
You never said actors. I mean, it's okay,
I said,
but
who
you never said actors.
Podcasters?
I thought you were asking
for
character names.
Yes, who played?
It is what it is. Just let it be, guys. It's fine.
Oh, no, no, no.
All right. There's one category left. It's celebrity deaths. Daniel, you have control.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrity deaths for 200.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. For 200 points, Daniel, which former King of Queens actor passed away on May 11th of this year?
Oh, Ben Stiller's dad. What's it, Martin Stiller?
Incorrect. Kevin?
Bart Stiller.
Incorrect. Mindy?
Jerry Stiller.
That's correct for 200 points.
Go ahead.
You want the next one? Okay.
Sure.
What musician known as the King of Pop passed away in 2009?
That would be Michael Jackson.
Okay. That is correct for another 400 points.
Good job, Mandy.
This one thing I know is death. All right, third one.
Isn't that morbid? All right. Which actor known for his roles on News Radio and Saturday Night Live was murdered by his wife on May 28th,
1998? Murdered by his wife in
1988.
Oh, I don't even know. I have no clue.
All right,
that's
Lenny?
Really weird for me.
John Bobbitt.
Incorrect, Daniel.
It's not John Belushi, is it?
No.
Okay.
Kevin?
Christian Holman.
Who'd he say?
Can we do
oh. Incorrect.
Don't get
my honest answer.
All right. It was actually Phil Hartman. Okay.
He got killed by his wife? I'm going to have to look that up.
All right, Mindy, you get first crack at this one. This former reality TV star accidentally overdosed in February of 2007.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Okay, come back. Down the comeback.
Just so you know, that wasn't an accidental overdose. It was intentional after her heartbreak of her son, Daniel.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan, you're a dick.
Sorry.
All right. All right, Mindy, last question. For 1,000 points in celebrity deaths, which former Hogan's Hero star was murdered on June 29th, 1978.
I know nothing about Hogan's Heroes. Sorry.
That's okay.
I don't think anybody
Lenny?
Does. But I don't know.
All right. Daniel?
Hulk Hogan.
Incorrect. Kevin?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Incorrect. It was Bob Crane.
That's almost close.
Bob
to
Crane.
Yeah.
I didn't know Bob Crane existed.
Son of a Daniel.
You got
nobody. What the fuck?
Fuck.
It's not a blank sheet of paper anyway.
Well, I'm going to have to use it for the next one. All right. That is the end of round two. Daniel is in the lead with 8,600 points. Mindy is behind him with 4,300. Lenny and Swift have nothing. Now,
woo,
for
good.
Because Final Jeopardy is, you need points to wager in Final Jeopardy.
What do you mean?
Can I give 5 points to Swift? I just want to see how this happens.
Yeah, can we each donate 5 points to Kevin and Lenny?
I'll tell you what. I will gift so they can participate. I will gift them each 1,000 points.
Okay.
Just to be fair.
Okay.
I bet 1,000. What's the first question?
All right. They will each be gifted 1,000 points. Now, I will tell you guys that the Final Jeopardy category, and I would
is a movie.
The Final Jeopardy category is Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Now, there are 4 Final Jeopardy questions. Each person is going to get their own question. And you will give me a point wager.
Okay.
And you will pick either A, B, C, or D.
Okay.
Now, if you get it right, that's how many points get added to your score. If you get it wrong, it gets deducted from your score. Everybody's getting their own question because, as Swift knows, I fucked his up during his episode of Jeopardy. That's why he's here.
Hey.
I'm in the same boat as you, Swift.
Are any of the questions about how you're secretly false?
No, I did not ask that part. Okay. Lenny, would you like
sir.
A, B, C, or D?
I'll go with C.
Okay, how many points would you like to wager? You can wager up to 1,000.
I will go up to 1,000.
Okay. All right. For 1,000 points, question C, what is the name of Ricky's grandson?
Bubbles. That's the only thing I know about Trailer Park Boys.
All right. That is incorrect.
Yeah, I'm wrong. Of course it is.
Can one of us steal it if we know it?
Yeah, but I can't give you points for it.
Darn it.
Okay.
All right. But the answer is Mo.
Oh, yeah.
No,
all right.
The motel.
Yes, that is true.
That is his
right.
name.
Oh, that's his legal name. Yeah.
All right. Yes, it is his legal name. I would have accepted that too.
Okay.
Mo. All right.
It is.
All right.
They lived in
Swift.
A motel and Ricky fucked up the birth certificate.
Swift, A, B, or D?
F. No, I'll go with D.
Did he say D?
Yeah, D.
All right, how many points do you want to wager?
999
points for B or D?
D. The
D as a dog.
Okay.
Flip car.
All right, which two characters left the show after season 10?
Is it played Trevor? And
incorrect. It was Lucy and J-Rock.
Oh, J-Rock.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck Lucy, she sucked.
J-Rock is basically just us.
All right.
Me and Kevin.
Okay, Mindy.
What? It started rapping.
Mindy, A or D?
A.
I'm sorry.
A.
Okay. How many points you want to wager?
All of them.
Okay.
Way to go, man. To go big or go home.
For 4,300 or to lose 4,300. In the first episode of season 8, what is the name of Randy's new assistant? Incorrect. It's Don.
So Kevin's winning right now.
You don't have to bet a damn thing. You move on because you still have the most points.
Okay. Let's go all in. I'm betting it all. I want to get a four-way tie at zero, damn it.
Actually, no. Kevin only wagered 999.
Oh, yeah. Kevin would win with 1 point?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going all in. So it's either me or Kevin.
Good luck, Kev.
All right. What is the name of Julian's bar?
Julian's bar?
Yeah.
The bar that Julian owns.
Yes.
In the show trailer.
Yes.
It's the place that people go
for drinks.
Yes.
Usually alcoholic.
Oh, will you answer the goddamn question?
Can I change my wager?
No, you cannot. I have to be fair here.
Why?
Because Mindy already wants to fucking kill me.
Right. I really do.
You're right.
What's the point of having a podcast if we can't rig it?
No, I just think the questions should be asked better.
Okay, so the bar you worked at.
Yes, or the bar he owned.
Oh, he owned the bar.
Yes.
Who worked at it?
He just answered the question.
Okay. I like context.
Dino, you don't know it.
Yes, I do.
Well, then what the fuck is it?
Can you repeat the question?
What was the name of Julian's bar?
This is making me think about this boil on my nutsack.
You're not playing a Jeopardy song.
Oh, Eric?
Julian's bar.
Yes.
You got 5 seconds, buddy.
That is not the name
of
the bar.
Eric, I
already said the fucking answer.
Oh, my God.
Daniel got it wrong. It
and
is
7-1.
It is Freedom 45.
So Kevin is
Kevin because he only wagered 999 points. What the fuck?
Good job, Kevin. You're the smartest guy
Kevin
I know.
Swift.
Kevin, I'm so proud of you. That's some sweet
stuff.
Thank
you. I worked my ass off for that. You deserve it.
You don't work your ass off. You were just seeing Bob Barker Frankenstein.
Frankenstein was a good guy.
Kevin, I think you have the lowest score of any winner.
No, Connor did.
Oh, yeah, he
won
a zero.
Wait, what?
You did
with your fucking dice?
All right, bro.
Wow.
All right. So.
It's all about the strategy.
All right. So Kevin Swift wins this one. He is the first person to advance via second chance. So thank you, Lenny, for participating. Oh, wow. Thank you, Mindy. Thank you, Daniel.
No problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to shit my pants.
I think we should have
that. Right.
All right.
Hey, wait, you said this was a game of second chances.
It was a game of second chances, but you still had to have your first chance.
Exactly.
Oh, wait a minute.
Like I said, it's rigged.
So me versus Lenny next time.
Said this all.
No, all right. Don't give me another chance. It's fine.
All right. So thank you, everybody, for participating. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Kevin moves on into round two. Everybody else, thank
you. Good job, Kevin.
Thank you for participating. All right. We will be back tomorrow with the Top Tier Podcast at what, 6?
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Bye. No, Eric, we're going at 6. We just haven't told you yet.
Well, thanks.
Huh? Yeah. So we'll be back for that. It's Marvel and DC Supervillains. Of course, we'll be back with 2 more Second Chance Jeopardy matches, Tuesday at 7 and Thursday at 7. Thank you again, everybody, for participating. Swift, you lucky bastard. Congratulations.
Yeah. Letty, thanks again for coming on.
Not a problem.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Mindy. Have a good one, guys.
It's like, I don't care about nothing, man. Thank you.
penis, penis, penis on the penis.